On today's episode of the Yezu the Radio Show podcast, I'm going to go ahead and be talking to Julio, KP4UZ, who's the brand manager for Gigaparts, and they're going to be talking about the Gigaparts grand opening. That's for today, Monday, March 18th, on the Yezu the Radio Show podcast. And welcome, everybody, to the Yezu the Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook, and I'm going to be doing a special interview today with Julio, KP4UZ, who is the brand manager of Gigaparts, and we're going to be talking to him about the new Gigaparts grand opening that's going to be taking place here later this week, Saturday, March 23rd, in Huntsville, Alabama. We'll get into where it's actually located. It kind of is in Huntsville, but we'll get into that a little bit more. But we are excited to do about this. Yezu is going to be in full attendance on there. And we figured, what better way to have and talk about the event? Because I can sit here and talk about it all the time. And everybody knows that I can talk and talk with the best. But sometimes we need to have those experts come on, and that's what today is going to go ahead and be. And I have Julio who's joining in on us via the conference. But before we dig into that, you know what? We always go ahead and saying, hey, John, authorized dealers. You harp and you harp and you harp about that. Who is an authorized dealer? What is an authorized dealer? And you guess what? We are talking to one of our authorized dealers. That is Gigaparts. Now, here's what an authorized dealer is going to give you for Yezu, which is quite important. Yezu offers a 3-year manufacturer warranty, but in order to go ahead and have that 3-year manufacturer warranty that we offer on all of our new radios, we have to have you buy from an authorized Yezu dealer, and that, in this case today, is Gigaparts. They have a wide selection and carry all of our Yezu products. I've had people that have said, well, they say they're a Yezu dealer, but they don't have all your products. Well, guess what? Turns out they are not an authorized dealer, and that's the most important part on there. But if you want to go ahead and get a nice product, get a purchase, hey, come on down to the store for this event. Come on down to Gigaparts, one of our great authorized Yezu dealers. And if you can make it, I want to see you there on Saturday, March 23rd. All righty, welcome to the show. And as you can see, if you're following us on audio, you're not going to be able to see that, but that's all right. You can still listen to us, but if you're following along on our YouTube channel, Yezu USA Official, you're going to see this gentleman here, Julio KP4UZ, and Julio is the brand manager for Gigaparts. And Julio, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
And it is. I like to really be able to go and actually talk to people, talk to the different dealers. That's why I kind of love going and doing shows, is because it gets us out there at the show. Obviously, we get to interact with customers, but then I also get to see the dealers, right? I get to come out by the booths and everything like that. Gigaparts is one of our great dealers out there. They not only have a great store, but they have a great booth set up at all the different events that we go out to a lot here. And we are actually talking about, and we have you on because you guys got a little something going on, I understand, on Saturday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But it's just a small little thing, right? It's just donuts or something like that. Is that what it is?
Well, actually, in reality, what we're having is a Monday, this coming Monday, March 18, we're doing what we call a soft opening. That soft opening, it's for public, just general public. But it's not going to be until March 23rd, which is a Saturday, the following Saturday, normal business hours, where we're going to have the grand opening. All the vendors are going to be there. So it's going to be more like make it official, so to speak. And we're going to have people walking in. We're going to have experts, technicians on the floor, responding to questions that people may have. So it would be on the 23rd when it's going to be more the official date.
Right. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, by the time this podcast usually comes out, it's usually late Monday. Maybe you're listening to it on Tuesday here. They're either going to just be opening that day, or they're going to be going ahead and already open, as you said, the soft opening. But then Saturday is the big day that we're going to go ahead and be there. Yezu's going to be there in attendance on Saturday, March 23rd. So 5 days, kind of depending on when you're listening to this. But Julio, if you can, give us the so we know the date, obviously, is Saturday. What time are you guys going to be open on Saturday for this event?
We're opening at 9. That's a normal business hours from 9 a.m., and we'll be there until 6 p.m. This is Central Time.
Yep, so 9 to 6 Central Time. And now, one of the biggest things, I think, before we get going anymore, this isn't the same existing store that's been there. This is the new store, right? The new facility, however you want to term it.
That is correct. This is a whole new concept. It's probably one of the most ambitious project Gear Parts have so far. For those who have visited our previous stores before, there's simply no comparison. This is a 55,000 square foot building. We're going to have a much, much bigger display, especially for our amateur radio products as compared to previous stores, not to mention other areas where we're getting into astronomy, photography, and all that kind of stuff. But for those who are amateur radio operators, I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy this store.
And that's the kind of the cool part about it, because what I've seen in my numerous years of being an amateur radio operator is that amateur operators are also kind of tied into a little bit of that, like the astronomy, photography. I'm into the photography kind of thing, so I'm definitely going to be bringing my checkbook, so hopefully the wife isn't listening or hears that, because I'm probably going to have to pick up a few things on there too. But it's not just the amateur store, but Giga Parts has never just been an amateur store. Like, the history is kind of interesting on there. Can you comment a little bit like how Giga Parts is at today, how it came to be, what they've kind of carried? Because I've been there, but I think some of our listeners and stuff maybe haven't been there or realize it.
That is correct. Giga Parts started back in 1998 as a computer store. They were successful in that portion, but it wasn't really until 2 years later, in about 2000, when they actually decided to, but back then it was the RT system. Those that know RT system use the software company. They jump into the amateur arena, and at the beginning they wanted to do it just locally, and then they establish a relationship with QRZ.com, and they gave away, at one point they were raffling up a radio, and that's when that really opened the doors for Giga Parts national level. And from that point on, the orders were just from all over the U.S. And nowadays it's not just national, but it's also international. We ship all over the world as well. So it's been, a long way and changes to keep improving and improving by the time.
And that, I think, is kind of a good key point to kind of say, is because obviously, especially in this day and age, when I got back into amateur radio back in the 90s, we did have some basic computers and stuff like that. And we had, in essence, packet radio. We had, the keyboard days and stuff like that. But there's always been this mainline theme of computers to amateur radio, and that kind of just continues to kind of flourish in there. And I know your old store, we'll call it the old store. The old store had a nice showroom, had a nice area on there and everything like that, but it was somewhat limited of what you exactly could have. I mean, there was, you had obviously our corner of the world, which is what I care about, right? The Yaesu part there, but it was right near the antenna accessories. It was right near there. But I remember some events, man, there's just a lot of people in there and, so much to explore in, but it was so condensed. Now this new store, that's not going to be a problem at all, from my understanding.
Oh, not at all. This place actually have individual displays from different brands. You will see Yaesu brand and one specific display there. All the accessories in that area. There's no cramping, and with customers around. It's definitely, it's going to be day and night difference compared to anything you guys have seen in the past. I promise you, it's I've been there. The way everything is assorted, it's easy to find, easy to access. And if you have any questions, like I said, we're gonna have people on the floor retail answering any questions as well.
And that's going to be the nice thing. Now, one of the other things that I think is going to be, actually, I think we got to point out is that this is not just a retail store. You actually have facilities there that are going to be sort of like for your classroom and stuff, because I know we're going to be doing two educational classes, and that's another reason why we're so thankful with Gigaparts, because at your new place, you'll have room to do those education classes where you didn't at your current store.
That is correct. We have some rooms now where we can get more several communities involved, aside from ham radio, like I mentioned before, astronomy, photography, and all that. And for ham radios, for example, they can have club meetings. They can actually have these sections there for testing. The possibilities are, so if someone wants to take advantage of being there of Gigaparts, aside from the displays and all the nice setup. Groups can actually have their meetings there, and they have individual meetings with all this facility and all the technology they can expect from nowadays.
And I think that's a big testament because I always kind of joke around and say, like, amateur radio is sort of like Madonna and they're always redefining themselves and stuff. And one of the things I've noticed through all the different clubs and groups and organizations that I deal with and stuff on the Yaesu side, not to also mention doing the MCOM Aries Racy side that I have on there, is that, realistically, amateur radio operators are kind of thrown to that lower level, like, oh, the hammer guys are in here, we don't need that. So having a space that I think that they could utilize, I think really kind of levels that playing field. And then also too, it's like I think it also is going to help foster, because now not only, hey, can we have a meeting there? Can we have a location there? But I think also too, the nice part about it is then and I'll give you a good example real quick, is I was working with a group, working and teaching them how to use ADMS software and everything like that. And they said that they like that kind of thing. But then one of the things that they said is that, sometimes, oh, I got to go grab this cable now, or I got to grab this or this. So now you can have that education. Now you can have that meeting. And then now they can go buy stuff, which, hey, I'm happy about, I'm sure you guys would be happy about that too. So
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's really great. And then, of course, I guess we would be remiss. You talk about photography, you talk about astronomy and stuff, because obviously you're at the heart of is Huntsville the Rocket City? Is that what the name is? I can't remember.
Yes, a space center, they're calling it
Space
Rocket
Center.
City, which is actually very close to the store too. So that's one of the things about this location is center in such a nice area where they're going to have a lot of foot traffic. There are people, there are intersections, that there are freeways, main freeways around it. They're going to be main streets. I mean, there's so many ways to get to this store that makes it, and so many attractions around it that makes it a really great location for what we wanted.
Now, as I said, I know, I believe the and you see, the funny part is we go down there for the Huntsville Ham Fest. I would always try to stop by the store if we weren't inundated and so busy and stuff like that always. But I always just remember where it was at. It was University Avenue, that kind of thing like that. Where is the new store located? Can you give the address for people who might be listening or want to plop it into Google Maps or Waze or whatever?
Sure, it's on 6123 University Place. If you look it up on Google, there's right there on right inside a shopping center. There are other places around it, but Gigaparts pretty much take a big chunk of this place because it's like I said, this place is humongous and nice parking lot area. There's plenty of parking space, so there's nothing to worry about that. Secure area. Safe and I think people are gonna enjoy it. It's I tell you, I had fun there, and they weren't even finished when they were still building it,
Wow.
and I was really impressed.
Wow. Now, how far is it in relation to the current Gigapart store?
Well, it's about probably maybe about 10 minutes. It's not really that far. It's right there on the same avenue, straightforward. So it's really not that far. By the time we get the grand opening, pretty much everything from the old store has already been moved to the new one. So there's no reason or any you know, to go to the other store, but this one will have everything already.
Gotcha. So forget about the old store on starting of today, Monday.
Forget about it.
Forget about Monday today, or Tuesday, whenever they're listening. But starting here, the 18th, boom. Forget about the old store. Let's go to the new store and let's have fun and everything there. And you know, I guess this brings up a great time to go ahead and talk about saying, you know, man, Yaesu products. Here's the thing: when we talk about Yaesu products, the biggest thing we have to know about Yaesu products is to make sure that you can get the Yaesu products in your hand. And you know what? Gigaparts is able to do that. As Julio is talking about here, they have a great warehouse. I know their warehouse from before because I've met with Robbie from Gigaparts, and he's taken me on the tour, and the place is always so amazing and everything. I can't wait for the tour of the other place. I'm going to come down there early. But guess what? They're going to have the Yaesu products and stuff that you need. So come down during this week here, all righty? But especially if you want to, make a chance. Make it on your calendar, folks. Come on, drive down Saturday, March 23rd here to Gigaparts in order to go ahead and get your hands on some great Yaesu equipment. By the way, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to tell you what, little secret, we're going to be offering some other deals for people that come down, in addition to the classes that we're going to go ahead and be teaching about the Wires X technology and everything. So make sure you can get down to Gigaparts on March 23rd. Alrighty. So now, kind of continuing on there, I got to ask questions because obviously I'm kind of, some people say I'm jaded in the brand that I prefer. Okay. You know, and they say I might be a little swayed. I can see that. But I always like to ask people when I do this interview and stuff like that to kind of get to know you. Julio, tell me about you. Tell me a little bit about who is KP4UZ?
Well, actually, I started many years ago when I got my license back in the late 80s or so. I work there are some people, many people out there that may remember me. I used to work at Amateur Electronics Supply back in the days, and I worked for many years. I work at handfests like special events like Dayton and some other handfest. And it was in 2016, right where AES was actually closing, that Gigaparts offer us an opportunity to continue working on the same market and open up a store here on the West Coast and be expanding. So I'm glad that, you know, that I'm working with such a solid company that really support this hobby. And here I am. This is 20 some years later, I think, because I've been in this market. So I'm really enjoying it.
Right. So you're the brand manager, but you're a ham also too. And I think that kind of takes, you know, that aspect of things that I think that's really important is to say, hey, I'm a ham too. You know, I use this equipment. So that's kind of a segue, I guess I'd have to say, into the next kind of question we have is, obviously, what do you see from Gigaparts as the best Yaesu HF radio that's being sold right now? What is your opinion on it?
Well, according to my opinion, this is where this has to do a lot. For example, especially a lot of new hams and even well-seasoned hams as well. If I have to pick one, I mean, they're all sell well. I'll be honest. When you guys came out with the 710. We sell it very well, but if I have to pick one, I would probably say it would be the FD991. And let me tell you the reason why. Many of the customers, when they come to the store, says, well, you know, I don't want to buy a dual band separately and an HF. I want everything all in one. And right now, Yaesu, the FD991A is the only one on the market that offers all the HF bands, 2 meter, 440, and antenna tuner built in. And there's no other, the truth is, there's no other radio like it on the market. So if I had to pick one, it's the 991, because it's all in one for field days, for special events, for camping. It's a hot seller.
And funny that you bring up the 991, because I was actually talking to some customers over the last week or so. Now with the solar cycle kind of being better and all that stuff, a lot of people are getting into it, but there's been a lot of progressive movement, is what I'm going to say, to get HF on 6 and 10 meters. And I've been taking part of some 10-meter fusion activity. So it's like, yeah, we're talking fusion on 10 meters, and we're amazed at the coverage we're getting on there. So, well, it's great to hear that the 991 is kind of there. But now we got to ask a little more. What do you think is, or what do you guys see as the best Yaesu fusion radio that's currently being sold in gigaparts?
Oh, without a doubt, it's the FD5. I think that line from years ago when it started the 1, the 2, the 3, every single one of them has been a success. And now the 5, that they've even improved some of the features from the previous version, I think there's nothing else like it. And and personally, I'm so glad that Yaesu is supporting APRS, because here in the West Coast, we have a group of search and rescue teams, for example, and they use a lot of the Yaesu radios that capable that have APRS, and that includes, back then was the FDM-400, now they use the FDM-500, and all these guys are ham radio operators as well, and APRS is an amazing tool when for these guys that are doing search and rescue in areas where they have no cell phone coverage. So if I have to pick one, I would say that as far as HD, I would probably say is the FD-5.
And you know, we hear that a lot too on there, and yeah, the FT5 is just loaded. I mean, SD card, APRS, dual band, you name it on there, and we do hear a lot of people that say that, so it's kind of great to hear that. And you know, the final question I have, obviously, is going to be, customer comes in, they say, hey, I'm getting into the amateur radio world, I want a Yaesu radio, this is going to be my first radio. What is something that's really going to go ahead and get me started for a handheld and then a mobile? What would be the recommendation that you guys would give for a Yaesu radio or Yaesu product?
We always go, we also have to ask the question, ask the customer. There are two different type of customers. The one that says, I'm on a limited budget, but I want to get into something I can start with, and maybe in the future I can actually upgrade. If that is the case, I normally recommend, I like the FD60. It has been around forever, and it's a bulletproof radio. Straightforward, easy to use. The same thing goes with the mobile. This is Southland. The same thing. These are straightforward, even those one band at a time. This is all they need until they get used to it. Now, I have a different type of customer who says, the budget is not an issue. I want to have something that I can grow into. I'll learn it. And if that's the case, the FDN-500 and the FD-5, these are normally technician class people that actually just passed their license. And if they have the general class, the FD-991, you have all in one package without a doubt. And they end up buying the handheld for portability, and they said, okay, well, I'm going to get the FT-991, and I leave it in my shack, so I have all-in-one. So it depends on the type of customers, their budget, and all that. So,
well, and I think that just is, once again, a testament to go ahead and saying, like, how we really kind of try to look at for the customer aspect of saying, you know, hey, here, you know, I need something easy to get into, make it simple, make it easy, make it great. And then the other saying, you know, here's what I want more of that top tier, the full function line on there. And we try to do that. So that's obviously great to hear about it. So, and you know what I'm going to say is, anything else you can tell us, or maybe I didn't touch on, or stuff like that about gigaparts, any news, any other information, anything you want to say about this event?
No, actually, we're glad. This is it's been a lot of hard work, but it's worth it. We actually want the people out there to know what GigaParts actually is capable and willing to do for the customers. It's all about customer service and support. So we support these radios. We support what we sell. When you call us, you're going to get nothing but the best customer service department you ever encounter, probably in the industry. And we want to keep it that way. So we're very proud of and glad that this project is happening, and we're all part of it. So from all the departments, from customer service, from the shipping department, from retail, so it's all a team that have been able to make this dream possible.
And I do have to say that. I said that's one of the greatest things is, you know, your company is one as a dealer that is a little bit, you know, I say operates at a higher level because there have been times where your team, your staff may not exactly know the question, or they come in with a rumor or something saying, hey, I heard this and this and this. And if your team cannot figure it out or they may not know, I know they're calling our team at the office. I know, and I've had some that have actually emailed me or that kind of thing. And it's just kind of like, you know, that is great because that really, I said, in my mind, sets, you know, as my position, you got to kind of watch all the dealers, make sure, but then it gets hard because how granular do you get? But you guys are saying, you know what, we don't know the answer, but we know someone who knows the answer. Let me get a hold of that person right away. And I think that just speaks volumes and is a testament to what you guys do at Gigaparts on there. So, well, Julio, thank you for joining us once again. Kind of a recap. Saturday, March 23rd is going to be a great day down in beautiful Huntsville. I haven't even checked the weather yet, but I kind of like it this time of the year when I've come down there because it's not super hot like August. So it'll be a little bit better than northern Wisconsin where I'm at. But we look forward to seeing everybody down at Gigaparts there. Stay tuned for the announcements during the day. We're going to be posting later this week. We're going to be doing some education classes from there. Yaesu, me directly will be doing that in cooperation with Gigaparts. Stop in for the Yaesu specials. I'm not going to say what it is, folks, but I'm going to tell you that there's going to be some specials there. So with that, Julio Gigaparts, thank you for tuning in or coming in our show for people to tune in. I really do appreciate it. And for everyone else, stay safe, take care, 73, and we'll catch you on down the log.